We've been looking at things in Baptist history each morning, and recently we've been looking at some darker times, some executions in the time of the Reformation and that era, and even this morning we're going to look a little bit at that, but not so much to focus on the executions themselves, as they're certainly terrible and sensational, but I was always interested in the defenses of the Scripture and the defenses of the faith and the meaningful prayers that come during that time. And this morning I want to look at something like that also. But probably the worst time for Christians perhaps was in the 1500s, especially in Holland. It's estimated that tens and tens of thousands of Anabaptists alone were put to death, and probably other people also. But this was a terrible time if you believed the Bible and stood for your faith. The inquisitors, they had no respect for youth or age. They would mingle the blood of the older people with the young people. They had no respect for women. They were dealt with the same ferocity as men. One author said the desire for violence and blood in the name of Christianity was more than that of the Roman arena. You know, we think of the Colosseum and those days, but this day may have been actually worse than those early days of Christianity. And one man we talked about this morning, Jacob Dirks, he had two sons. Actually, he had more sons than that, but he and his two sons are typical of the thousands that suffered during this time. He was not a pastor. He was a tailor. He lived in the city of Utrecht, and he was sought by the authorities simply because he was a Christian. He'd read his Bible. He had become a Christian. He had left the Catholic Church. Worse than that, in their eyes, he had become baptized and following the Scripture. And hearing that the magistrates were after him, he fled to Antwerp. His wife, I don't know if she was saved. I think she was saved, but she did not share in his doctrinal beliefs. And so she stayed behind, thinking that she would be left alone, but she wasn't. The magistrates, the constables, seized her goods really kept everything of hers, took everything from her. She actually died before she could be reunited with her family, so she did not fare any better. But afterwards, when he was in Antwerp, the authorities caught up with him there, and they arrested he and his two sons, Andrew and Jan, and eventually they were sentenced to death and led to the place of trial. On the way there, Jacob's youngest son, who had not been arrested, his name was Peter, he, in kind of a dramatic gesture, threw himself on his father and wept in just deep sorrow as to what was going to happen. The executioner just with great cruelty, just threw him aside. Actually, he was trampled by the crowd that was following, which just added to all the distress of the moment. But on arriving at the place of execution, Jacob turned to his sons and he said, "How is it with you, my dear sons?" And they answered, and this is very short and succinct, but just listen to their answer. "Dear father, all is well." Now Andrew, one of his sons, had just been married 2 weeks prior to this, so his bride and his sister watched this from a distance. I'm sure their hearts were just broken, for what was happening to their family. One historian said they witnessed how the bridegroom and brother, forsaking the dearest earthly ties and affection, had chosen above all the heavenly bridegroom, Jesus Christ. And then, kind of in an act of mercy, the executioner strangled these men before they started the fire. And this was considered an act of mercy, so that was a much better death than dying in the fire. And then the fire was kindled, and they died, but they had testified to God's truth and given their lives, sealed their testimony with their death. These executions have taken place down through history, perhaps by the millions. Just it's amazing the depravity of man and what man has come up with. But I think that they give testimony to the authority and validity of the gospel, and they also give testimony to God's grace and God's grace in a time of great trial. I think we can just take great, it's a great testimony to us of what these folks went through. And when we come into difficult times, which are nothing like these times, but certainly, Satan comes to each one of us, and we go through difficult times. We can look back at the testimony of these folks. There were many signals. There were as these men died in the fire. Many times there was a prearranged signal that they would raise their hands to heaven in a signal that God had provided supernatural strength to bear the flames, and others would sing and praise the Lord as they went to their death. Last week we heard about that man who turned to the crowd and asked forgiveness of the people that he had offended, and just amazing testimony. And there were times when maybe the worst trials were when the wood didn't burn well, and the wind blew the flames the other way, so that it just prolonged the death of these folks. And so, just some of these executions were just terrible. And as I said, I think that these things, whenever you hear the world talk about a spark of godliness or that man is basically good, remember this. Of course, that's against the scripture. The scripture does not say that, but the total depravity of man to do this in the name of religion, it's just amazing what our sinful selves can come up with. But God has strengthened His saints all through history during these trials, and been a great comfort to those that had to observe these things. And so this morning I just want to thank God for His grace and His great faithfulness to us in our trials. I think of the verses in Lamentations 3, some of my favorite verses. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. And so let's remember these testimonies of these men as we go through our lives, that we could remember these things in our own lives, the grace that God gives in our trials, and also as we comfort other people, the grace that God gives to comfort. All right.